Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back. Kicking Back with the Cooks, May episode. I can't believe we're already to May. And May is a special month. Do you know why, Coach Cook?
I have no idea. It's
what happened the last year in the month of May? May 20th, to be exact, which is also your mother's birthday.
It was my mother's birthday, but I don't remember what happened. But I know it was something big.
Oh, my gosh. Think of dogs.
Oh, we got Daisy?
No, Indy.
Oh, Indy. Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. That was a gift from Grandma Cook to you.
Can you see her?
Oh, yeah. She's enjoying the podcast. She's doing probably what most people will do, sleep through it.
Thanks. Well, quick recap. Indy, a year ago, we planning to just foster her for a few days. And that fostering for a few days turned into adopting her to be a part of our family for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And she originally was going to be your dog. And then I said, I can't live without this dog. And now she's with us. And then because of that, we now have three rescues between our two families. My little family with Jason and Madden, and then you and Mom. You have two rescues now. I have one, so we went from zero rescues to now three rescues.
Yeah,
all because of Indy.
I know, because of Indy. So thank you, Grandma Cook, and May 20th. So Indy's a good dog.
So she's a great dog.
She's Madden's soulmate.
Those two are They are soulmates. They're BFFs. They're always together.
Yeah.
And he's very protective of her. It's cool to watch. We just need to get Madden to be a little more gentle.
Yeah.
Because her and Indy just wrestle all day. And Indy would never hurt her, but I need Madden to be nicer to Indy sometimes.
Yeah.
Speaking of animals, we've added another new family member. We're adding animals and family members left and right.
I know.
So tell us I want to hear all the details. Pitzer, am I saying that correctly?
Pitzer Ranch horse sale, yep.
You finally went to that. We talked about it in the last episode.
Yep.
And you ended up spending some money and coming back with a new friend.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we got to keep accumulating horses and dogs because, you know, you never know when they might go in the portal. So you got to build our roster in case a few of them go in the portal. That's what they do now. Everybody's going in the portal.
So, you have jokes today.
I know. We had individual meetings today, and you know, it's just like you hold your breath. Who wants to go
Who's
in the portal?
Transfer?
But it's all good, and team's fired up and excited for their break. And of course, we have a lot we can talk about later. But we have a lot going on USA teams in June, so it's going to be an interesting summer. We've never had a summer like this before.
You said it's going to be a helter-skelter summer post-match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that was a saying, and I was asking JB about it. And anyways.
It's from the 60s.
Okay, yeah. Wasn't alive during that time, unlike you.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that, but I want to talk about the horse that you purchased first and your experience at the Pitzer Ranch sale.
Yeah, well, so the Pitzer Ranch sales it's a sale. It's a happening. I call it it's a rock concert for horses. And there's 275 horses that got sold that day. There's an auctioneer. It goes on all into the night. And the day before they do the previews. So the cowboys ride them and show you. You get to look at them, pet them, you know. But think about 275 horses in an indoor arena that, you know, and tornadoes are going by like, you know, a half mile away. So they don't care. And I'm scared to death because it was the day the tornadoes hit here. And I'm like, where the heck am I going to go for cover here? And there's no place because it's all flat out there. But all these people are there. So it was quite a happening. And so we had four horses we were serious about purchasing and got in the bidding for. And the horse we got, Bob's, was the third horse in line. So the first one we struck out on, second one we struck out on, third one was Bob's, and that's really was our number one choice. But you have to play this game. It's so stressful. It's like deciding who to play and what rotation to start in game five at the national championship. So anyway, we played it. Bob's is the horse we really, really wanted. And, of course, you're bidding. And fortunately, he was in our price range. And I partnered with your brother on this horse. And anyway, we got Bob's. And I'm going tomorrow to get him and actually ride him a little bit with the Cowboys and work with him. And then eventually go to a branding in Thedford and then bring him up to Wyoming because he is Madden's horse. Bob's is going to be Madden's horse.
And you're driving a trailer, truck and a trailer from Nebraska to Wyoming all by yourself. Are you going to wear your cowboy hat while you drive?
Probably not. No, you don't wear a cowboy hat inside the truck. So, oh, okay. But I'm going to be working my way because I'm going to go to Erickson and Thedford and then I'll either drive it straight through or stop maybe in Rollins and spend the night.
Wearing a cowboy hat while driving or not wearing a cowboy hat while driving is not true, because today I was taking Madden to school and I saw the school bus driving kids around and he had on a cowboy hat.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe I should, because I'm sure there'll be lots of people out in Erickson, Nebraska looking to see if I'm wearing a cowboy hat while I'm driving.
Yeah. What day? Saturday? That's when they need to look for you? Well, you're going to have fans on the side of the road.
Yeah. No, heading to Thedford on Friday is the branding up there, so...
Okay.
I'm excited to do that. I had to have Wendy, his needs to FedEx my Jinx from Broken Bow to, or from Burwell to Pitzer Ranch. So I have them there because I found out I need those to brand and they're in Wyoming. So anyway, I'm going to have to cowboy up.
Wait, what is it? What is
my
it called?
Chinks. Those are kind of the things you wear over your legs to protect your legs. Because we're going to be dragging calves and stuff, so you don't want to beat up your legs and with ropes and stuff.
I didn't know you had a pair of those.
Well, they're hanging right in the mudroom that you walk by every time you come to our house. So,
oh.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They were handmade. They have the Adidas logo on them. So we're going to get some picture ops for Adidas. I'm going to send those so I can maybe get an NIL deal with Adidas.
Does Adidas make Chinks?
No, but the people that custom made these put an Adidas logo on them. It's pretty cool.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. That is really cool. Yeah. Who custom made them?
It's a couple I can't remember if they're in Broken Bow or Burwell, but they made them and sent them to me. I met them once at an event, and I don't remember their name. I have it written down in the office, but they're leather makers, and they make all kinds of leather products, and they just made this for fun for me, and... they're beautiful.
That's really cool. You mentioned going to the Pitzer Ranch sale was like going to a rock concert. Well, you recently went to a concert. I have to ask, Pearl Jam or Zach Bryan?
Okay, Eddie, don't take it personally, but Zach Bryan.
What?
Yeah, because let me tell you, first of all, we had our individual meetings today. So one of the questions I asked each player was, what's the highlight of the spring? Several of them said Zach Bryan. They had never heard him before. They didn't know any of his songs. And several of them said that's all they play now is Zach Bryan, that he was incredible. And the reason I think...
he has so many good songs.
What's that?
He has so many good songs.
Yeah. The reason...
you listen to him for hours.
Yeah. The reason I think he has such a great show is the way he sets up his stage. He's always moving around and his band members move around. And then, of course, the end, how he ends it with the song Revival, introduces his band members and tells them to prove it. It's awesome. And I just wish, okay, I'm going to say this right now. If the people that they had Matt Rhule go up there, then the next night they had Dylan go up there. Great. It's football. If they would have had in CHI sold out, if they would have had the volleyball team come up there and with me, we would have blown the roof off that place. So I'm bummed that we didn't get that done. We were inquiring, but I probably should have pushed harder. But we had a great setup, great seats, and we had a blast.
here's what you should have done. You should have talked to his girlfriend, Brianna, I think it's Brianna Chicken Fry, Brianna Cut. She does a bunch with Barstool Sports, Barstool. She has a bunch of podcasts. Anyways, yeah. Bree's dating Zach. She is a big fan of women's sports, especially Caitlin Clark, Iowa women's basketball, who's now in the WNBA. But you should have reached out to her, and I bet she could have pulled some strings.
I asked one of the players to DM her or whatever they do. So we tried, then we tried somebody else, and we never heard back. So it was pretty late notice, so they probably already had it. You know, the girls were all today saying that Dylan didn't even know the words to the song Revival.
Okay. He didn't.
Yeah, so they missed an opportunity to have Nebraska volleyball. Remember, we sold out Memorial Stadium. We would have blown the roof off that place because Zach Bryan played the night before the stadium match, and they all wanted to go, but they couldn't because of the interviews. And so you and I were the only ones that could go to that match or the concert when he played in Pinnacle Bank Arena the night before the stadium match. So they were bummed. I think actually some of them had tickets and had to get rid of them because of that. And so anyway, missed opportunity. So if he comes back again, we're going to make sure volleyball's out there on the stage with him, because he would have a lot of fun with our players out there because they get into it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really upset, how upset were you that Matt Rule got to go up there instead of you?
The team, we're all on a suite, and he went out there. They all look at me like, are you kidding me? Again, I love Coach Rule. He's awesome. But they're looking at me like, okay, remember, we made a video that's unbelievable from the song Revival, where I pretended to be Zach Bryan and talked about each one of our players, where they're from, just like he does, and they're here to prove it. It's an awesome video. We actually first made a song, and then Tyler, our video guy, made it into a video, and we showed it to him before we went up there. It's awesome. And so that's how, I'll just leave it at that.
You also play, I bet Coach Rule isn't playing Zach Bryan during their practices, but during your practices, it's just on loop, all of his songs.
Oh, yeah. The team loves
every day.
It. Yeah. And again, Revival. So when I go and speak, 5 minutes, I'm driving up to Omaha or wherever I'm going to go speak, I crank on Revival, man. It just gets me in the zone for speaking because it's such a, it's just a, I don't know, it's just a great melody or whatever you call it. And then his energy for that song and kind of pumping up his band members is just really cool.
Maybe whenever you decide to leave the volleyball world and retire, maybe you go be Zach Bryan's tour manager.
That would be awesome.
So part of the reason why you did the Zach Bryan concert was to build culture, team bonding. There's been a couple other things that the girls have done this spring in order to build upon your culture and team bonding and really set a foundation for the fall. Can you talk about the chain link, the necklace and the different links that they have that they hand out? Talk about that with us. And then also talk about their project of calling past players and chatting culture and environment with past, I guess, legacy players, captains, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, well, we've had some chinks, some little things that have kind of eroded our culture a little bit. And it wasn't just one player. It was several things over the last, starting in January, that I just noticed. And again, typically when you have a great season, there's going to be some fallout from that. And some people maybe, as the Cowboys say, maybe they don't handle prosperity so well. So you gotta get them squared away. So we just felt like we needed to really take a hard look at our culture and try to rebuild it. And I speak all over the place, and everybody asks me about our culture. How do you make it so strong? How do you build it? The hardest thing is to keep a great culture. So we decided we're going to make a big emphasis on it, and we created I asked Brian Kmita, find me the biggest chain you can find over there in the weight room. And he found these two big chains, and we hung them from where you walk into Devaney underneath that little, it's not a scoreboard, it's like a advertising board where they walk into Devaney, where we come out for our tunnel walk, and we hung them right there, these two big chains. And we said, okay, these are our chains, guys. We left them in Tampa. We forgot them. So we're bringing them here, we're bringing them out, and we're going to start rebuilding these chains, because by the time we get to the fall, we've got to be as strong as these chains. So it's a great visual for them. And then what we did to help build it was, one, we bought these little chain links so they could give to each other. So if you did something to help build our culture or make it better, then a player would hand that. The coaches would hand it to them, and they get to start building their own chains. So we'll slowly build it, and we'll continue to build it over the summer. And the other thing we did is we picked out three players, legacy players we called them, and by position. So you were one of the legacy players for the setters. And Lauren, I'm not going to even over-exaggerate this. They presented their legacy reports when we were in Kearney the night before we played, because that was really the only time we had as a team where we could just like not have any distractions. As you know, we had ESPN with us out for days. So I'm like, we're shutting the doors. We're going to give the legacy reports. I was blown away by how good a job they did. They had PowerPoints. They had history. They had like bullet points, like what you talked about, what I can't remember who was the other setters. It was you.
Nicklin and Val,
yeah. And they're like asking, well, when did Val play? You know, and Lindsey Krause knew, Miss Answer Woman, because nobody knows who Val is. And I told a great story about Val when I first met her, how I was assistant here. She walks in the office, and she goes, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Coach Cook. I'm the new assistant. And she goes, well, I'm Val Novak from Downers Grove, Chicago, I think is where she's from. And she looks up at the All-American plaques were in the office. She goes, see up there? My name's going to be up there. Just watch. And that was my first introduction to Val Novak. And she was a great player. So she was a legacy player from the past. You and then Nicklin, who was close to their age. And they all know Nicklin. So they had your PowerPoints, Val's, Nicklin's. And it was just everybody did an unbelievable job. I was literally almost fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it.
That's really cool. And it, you said each position did it. So they got the setters, outsides, middles, bros.
And liberos.
Liberos. That's really cool. Do you think they got a lot out of it?
I do. The details of the reports were, it was off the charts. I mean, we could do a coach's clinic on building culture. I mean, we could go on the road and present that to companies. Here's how you build a culture, and here are the keys and what makes a great culture. And they broke it down. I mean, they said, here are the questions that we ask. Because remember, we did not give them questions. We left it up to them to figure it out with you, for example. You find out about the what's important about culture. You come up with the questions to ask. So they would list the questions. We asked this question. There were some really creative questions. And it's one of the cool things about this generation in school now. I mean, they know PowerPoints. They just know how to present things. I mean, I would have never been able to do that in college. It blew me away.
You were in Kearney for the spring match. We're recording Monday. You played Saturday. Tell me, I asked you this post game, but I want to ask you again, give me a spring match recap and even just overall spring training recap and what you like and, or what you did like, what you didn't like, things that you feel like you're confident in, and then maybe some areas where there's room for improvement.
Well, there's always room for improvement, but we played at a really high level. We trained at a really high level. And just for an example to kind of, you know, prove that, some of the players, when I asked them today, what was the highlight of the spring for you? Some of them said the last week of training, because we went to war, I'll call it. It was a lot of 6-on-6. We just competed. And, for example, Kennedy Orr loved it because she won the most games. So for her, it was super high level. And even Jordan's calling me from California, watching on video saying, Coach, this is really high level stuff. They're doing some really good stuff here. So everything we worked on, we saw improvement. and we got to continue to get better. But we in spring, sometimes you just get through spring. Sometimes you get better in spring. Sometimes you just hope they don't get burned out. These guys really went after it and improved. So and our freshmen raised the level of the gym, which, you know, Olivia and Skylar, I mean, they raised the level. They did really, really good. And you saw it. I mean, Skylar took some big rips. And I told Olivia today in the meeting, Olivia, it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you not pass a ball into the triangle. Yeah, that's a 3 or 4 point pass. I can't remember the last time you did not in a drill or in live scrimmage. I mean, she has just been so solid, and especially after everything that's happened with her family and just hearing about that, man, it's got to be. I mean, she's handling it great, but just think about it. Like they don't know where they're gonna live. They're trying to figure that out. They don't know. They don't know what's gonna happen with their house because the insurance people haven't been there yet. I mean, it's just. Talk about unknowns, but anyway, really, really pleased with those guys.
Our thoughts and prayers do go out to everyone who was affected by tornadoes recently, and yeah, it is sad, it's tough, but seems like she's handling it really well, and I was impressed. I agree. Overall, this is the best spring match I've ever seen a Nebraska team play, and I was impressed with everyone, but I agree with you on the freshman and Olivia's passing. And then what impressed me with Skylar was her range of shots. Normally younger players just want to go cross court in the seam every time. And she was hitting down the line when it was available. She was throwing in tips and roll shots when the defense was back on their heels. She was playing like a veteran, and her vision was beautiful. She saw the court. I think she only got blocked once.
Very first swing, she... Yeah. Low, hard cross court, just like you do in high school, and that scores. In college, it doesn't score. So
she figured it out quick, though.
Yeah, you can't hit that shot. So work on the shots. We've been training, and you'll score. And she did. You're right. She really moved it around. Very, very impressed with her. She's also a great blocker. I think our players felt really good about the spring effort. And, of course, Kearney was amazing. It's the second largest crowd we've ever played in front of in a spring match. Last time we played in Grand Island, it was over 5,000. You might have played there over 5,000 out there at the racetrack. I think. Did you play out there? I think you did.
I think, yeah.
But here's the trivia question, Lauren.
Yeah.
When was the last time we played in Kearney?
2017, and yeah. You won a natty.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody was asking me. Like, I don't even remember it, but Kelly played. So I started remembering because we played Colorado State, and it was an ugly match. It was really ugly. Colorado State was really ugly, and we were ugly. We just were less ugly. So we beat them 3-0, I think, but it was ugly. And but this was, yeah, we played. We did a really nice job. It was clean. And
I did an interview with Jessica before we're recording our episode, and the interview with Jessica is going to be on Sports Nightly if anyone wants to listen to that. But what were we talking about? I don't remember what we were talking about, but we got to the end, and she was asking when the next Kicking Back with the Cooks was going to come on. And I said, well, actually, we're recording right after this. And she said, so do you think it will be out by the end of the week? And I said, well, probably not, because usually Coach Cook and I talk about things that we're not supposed to, and then poor Nick Burkhart has to edit it all. Okay.
He's got time to do it. There's not much going on now.
Poor Nick has to edit everything.
Well, he edits it anyway. He takes all the fun out of it.
I know.
Put that in there. Don't edit that part out. Nick takes, leave some stuff in, Nick, and our ratings will go up, I promise you.
I'm sure you realize this, but I want to point out, so we were both impressed by the spring match display and how well your team did, but you were missing three All-Americans, Harper Murray, Taylor Lanfair, who's coming in, and Layla Blackwell. And we can now talk about them because they've all signed. But did that occur to you that you have three players that you'll have in the fall that are all All-Americans?
Like Zach Bryan says, we're here to prove it. So they're going to have to prove themselves, because I don't think our gym cares who's an All-American, who's done what. They're going after it, and we got a lot of competition, which is great. We really need more depth in the middle, which having two middles is nerve-wracking in practice. You know, I like our last couple of days, I'm like, as soon as the drill's over, I'm like, thank you. Nobody, you know, we got two middles to play in the Kearney match. We need some depth, and our incoming transfers will help provide that. And, I think we're going to have a really fun team, Lauren. And I think this group is special. They get after it, they compete. And so they're just the way they brought the freshmen in and made them feel comfortable. I mean, just watching that it was just amazing how comfortable Liv and Skylar have been since the day they got here. They were really quiet, and by the end, you know, and I was kidding in Kearney talking to we had a coach's clinic thing the night before, and people were watching practice, and I was kidding, like, you know, Liv's supposed to be at the prom tonight, but she decided to come here. I found out today Liv not only went to one prom, she went to two proms. So she's the prom queen right now.
When did she have time to go to prom?
That's a great question. I don't know, but she went to two proms. And I said, oh, so did you get two prom dresses? She goes, no, I went the same one because, you know, nobody saw me at the one, so I could wear it again.
Smart. Well, what is next for your team, for you? You all have some time off. Then you're into summer camps. There's, you mentioned at the beginning of this episode, players and coaches that are going to USA training and tournaments, and talk us, and then you have summer conditioning. So talk us through all of that.
Well, this is what we call zero season, which means they're kind of off for the month. They have a program, but they kind of get to do their own thing. You know, if they want to run, they want to lift, they're going to take breaks, they're going to take vacations, or they all got something they're going to do. So it's pretty interesting listening to them, but you know, they just want to let loose for a while. And so, but they still got to work out, because we have right now seven players, I think, that will be leaving in middle of June to go play on USA teams. And so that's going to be over half our team. And so it'll be interesting. We'll all get back at the end of May. Nicklin's wedding's on May 31st. So let's make sure we got time for that. And I'm sure that's going to be an epic wedding.
Are you going?
Maybe. I may be too old to go to that. I don't know. I think it's going to be a more of a college type wedding. But anyway, Nicklin's getting married, and then we really start training hard, and then we start camps. Those guys leave. Everybody's back July 6th. So that'll be when we really will have our whole team together and everybody now working towards the fall season. So we're going to, again, that's one of the reasons we hit this culture thing hard, because we're going to have a strong culture. It's going to be hard to maintain it and keep building it with everybody kind of going all over the place. So that's going to be the challenge this summer. But they're really excited. One team that they're on is going to Toronto, Canada, playing a Norseca competition, and the other one's going to Dominican Republic. I'm thinking about going down if watching them in Dominican. We'll see. I love Dominican Republic. It's cool. I mean, it's like Puerto Rico, but they got some really nice places, and it might be fun to go down there. The crowds are crazy. It's wild.
I'll volunteer to go with you.
Yeah, they'll be outside, you know, and you go out, get a hot dog, hamburger, or take a chicken right there, do its thing, and cook it for you right there. It's a wild place.
You have some time off. Madden wanted me to ask you a question. During your time off, are you going to be back here and be present for her final gymnastics performance?
May 14th.
May 14th.
That's the plan, is to be there. And she has told me several times, May 14th. So it's showtime for Madden. So I'm going to spend some time in Wyoming. And so I'll be heading out, picking up a horse, working my way to Wyoming. And spend some time up there, and then kind of go back and forth this summer between recruiting, camps, and Wyoming, so I get some mountain time.
Mountain time. Time off, mountain time. You can't beat it.
But
unless
Lauren,
you're in the Nebraska volleyball gym.
You got to remember, though, July 26th, 27th, Burwell Rodeo, 103-year-old rodeo, oldest rodeo in America. I'm the Grand Marshal, and I'm taking Lindsay and her four boys with us, and then we're flying up from Burwell to come to Victor, Idaho, and Driggs, Idaho, to see you. So Madden's boyfriend, Nash, will be coming up for a visit along with her three brothers.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We're working it. So Madden's going to have her buddies, so they're going to have a good time.
Good. Well, it's time for your favorite part of the podcast, confession, lesson. I'll handle the lesson. You can handle the confession, but maybe for the confession, because Jessica was asking about this in that interview that I mentioned we did earlier. Maybe you could talk about the, and I've been calling it the wrong name, but E60, ESPN 60. Talk about what they've been doing, when that's going to air. Give us the details on that.
So they've been with us. They've had somebody here pretty much the whole year during the fall. And then, of course, in the spring, they've looked into everything in our program. I have no idea where it's going to go. What they're going to talk about. I was talking to the producer on the way back. She was on the bus with us. I don't know how they do it. I mean, there's so much, but I mean, they were blown away by Kearney. I mean, they couldn't believe it. And they're interviewing people who camped out. They interviewed the first person to buy tickets. They interviewed this woman who's lost her mom, and we had sent her a video, and it's the last time they saw their mom smile. I mean, there's just some incredible stories, side stories going on around Nebraska volleyball. And of course, the stadium match and our season. And so it'll be really interesting, but it's going to come out in August. And they're basically now for 3 months, they're going to grind and put this whole thing together and make an hour documentary out of it. But it was pretty incredible experience to see how these guys work. I mean, it's not just put a camera in your face. I mean, they ripped my office apart twice, setting up a studio in there. And it's very professional, very detailed. I probably did, I'm going to guess, 7 hours of interviews over the couple times that they were here. So they go into everything. So I don't know. It would be interesting to see how it comes out. But these people are pros. They've done some big things with other big-time athletes.
Did you put your office back together?
I just did last night, yeah. And I'm finding stuff like it was in the conference room. I'm like, oh, this isn't my office. This should be supposed to be my office. So, yeah, they just literally tore it apart.
Wow. So August of this year, look for something on ESPN.
Yeah, they have talked about they may do a preview in Lincoln, like a preview at the Grand Theater. So they'll sell tickets. You come and do this preview in the big screen, in the comfy chairs, get some popcorn, and here we go.
I would go to that. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
You probably sell that out as well.
Yeah,
what don't you sell out?
Yeah, I know. So it'll be fun. So we'll see.
Well, the lesson I have for you today is everything is possible. The impossible just takes longer.
I like it. Good one.
I do too. I saw it today on my tea bag.
Oh.
I was drinking tea and it was on my tea bag and I really liked it. And I thought, I'll say that in our podcast episode.
Okay, cool.
There we go. Well, any other words, thoughts from you before we let you go and you have your, what did you call it?
You don't want my confession?
Well, I gave you an easy out. If you have a good confession for me.
I got a good confession.
Oh, then let's hear it.
I was prepared today. Well, I got a lot, but this is a good one.
I said your E60 review or conversation about ESPN 60. I said that could be your confession, but if you have one.
No, I have a good one. So
we would love to hear it.
And the team knows about it. So
okay.
We go to Kearney the night before we have dinner, and they have, I don't know, 200 people in this huge conference center. having dinner with us. And so we set in tables and so on. So they paid extra to do this. It was really nice, really cool. Of course, afterward, we signed autographs, took pictures and all that. Of course, I met a bunch of cowboy people, ranch people, people I know, this person, that person. So anyway, we did all that. And then Lindsay got up and said a few words, and then they asked me to get up and speak. And then the Kearney Chamber of Commerce tourism people said, hey, call me back up. And they presented me with a belt buckle. And they gave me this belt buckle, which is really cool and thoughtful. But they had a custom design, and the word Kearney actually has the initials N-E in it, and they made it red. And then they put another thing in there with volleyball and kind of roping. So, and they have a glass case that it was in. So very thoughtful. Just somebody went way out of the way and outside the box to present that and come up with that idea. So then we get to the match the next day. Well, I've got my Adidas, you know, pants on, which are, they're golf pants. So they're lightweight and they're you know, slippery. And I didn't bring a belt. So everybody's asking me, why aren't you wearing your belt or your belt buckle? And I said, well, first of all, I don't have a belt. Second of all, it would probably pull my pants down because the belt buckle is really heavy. And those, I always are constantly pulling those Adidas things up. They just slide around their, you know, their golf pants. So that's my confession, is I didn't bring a belt, and I'm glad I didn't wear the belt buckle, because that would have been a distraction, you know, and I'm already mic'd up all over the place anyway. So anyway, there's my confession.
That would have been something. All the, yeah, the Kearney fans watching high-level volleyball, and then you stand up to yell at a player, and your pants fall down.
Yeah, well, that was going through my head, but all the players are like, where's your belt buckle? You should be wearing your belt buckle.
Will you please wear it for a match, maybe in preseason?
No, here's the other confession, Lauren. So
okay,
when we went to the Zach Bryan concert, I'm going to call Merritt out right now. So hopefully we got to send this to her so she hears this. So the fiddle player was wearing a shirt, a really cool shirt. And Merritt is the ultimate shopper on our team. I said, Merritt, I want that shirt. If you get it for me, I will wear it for a match. I was, okay, coach. So I'm waiting for her to come up with this shirt. But this shirt, I don't want to tell you what was on it. If people were there, they'll know. It was a really beautiful, cool shirt with a horse theme. Let's just put it at that. So she says she's going to find it for me. So we'll see.
Can you just tell us what was on it?
It's a horse theme shirt. Let's just leave it at that.
Does it say a quote or something?
No.
A saying?
No, it's just a beautiful shirt. Design, somebody really did a good job on it. So somebody, you guys, DM Merritt or whatever you guys do. Tell her, hey, where's Coach Cook's shirt?
What match would you wear it for? Red, white?
Oh, no, I'd wear it for a big match.
What? You'd get fired.
Western Nebraska is going to love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It would almost be as good, actually that would be better than, remember when Coach Pelini walked out with a cat out of the tunnel walk?
Yeah.
You in a horse shirt coaching on the sidelines might top that.
It probably would. And we'll make sure it's a TV match.
Well, on that note, Coach Cook, thank you so much for your time. Cole Hartman for producing this one. Thank you. All of our listeners, anyone who tuned in and watched, thank you so much for supporting us for another month. And we will see you again next month, June. I can't believe summer's already here. As always, go Big Red.